This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. The Good Vibe Tribe, including some very heartwarming audio of a father who's going through it with his dad and an orchestra. It's really, really amazing stuff. It'll give you all the feels, I say. We get an update on Kennedy's dating life with Kennedy's Tinder tales. And Annie was actually out today, which means, unfortunately, I'm obsessed with The Bachelor. The Patriots are going to play the Bills on Sunday. They are the underdog, Kennedy. They've lost three games in a row. And in fact, the last time they lost three games in a row, I think people reported on the game like this, and they were wearing leather helmets.
We got this new thing called the forward pass. We're going to try it in the next game.
But besides being the underdog,
cigarettes on the sidelines.
The players were smoking cigarettes on the sidelines.
So besides that information,
some bronze after the show. See,
there's a survey out there on the most annoying fan base in sports. But there's a new survey, right, that looks at NFL players and coaches that complain the most to officials. And perhaps, not surprisingly, the biggest divas are Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Shocking.
People hate winners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
It really is it. People are going to pick us for everything.
Yes, for what
you
it's worth.
You don't believe that he's a gigantic complainer?
Oh, Tom Brady, I think, is a huge complainer.
All right. Well,
but Bill Belichick,
you
see, he's known for being a little stoic. I don't think he's the biggest complainer.
That's true.
This is really just a poll of what fans think. They don't actually go through videos to count the number of times that players and coaches whine during the games. The quarterback who complains the most, Tom Brady, is first. What's funny is who's second, and it's Cam Newton.
They hate us because they ain't us?
Butter and jealous, Kennedy.
And the coaches who complain the most, Bill Belichick is first, and John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens is second.
Okay, John Harbaugh is first with a bullet.
Right.
Okay, and the Dodgers won the World Series. Can we just... Joe Kelly Fight Club.
What's baseball?
Wait, no, Mookie Betts.
Joe Kelly Fight Club and Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts got a solid taco. He's all right.
Yeah. You can say them both. It's
all
okay.
Right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
The owner of the famous Strand Bookstore in New York said it might have to close down after the pandemic. Sales have been cut by 70%.
The Strand Bookstore is one of the few bookstores left in that block. That block used to be nothing but bookstores, and it's a family-owned place. It is a remarkable building.
But then within 24 hours, thousands of orders had been placed online, and people were lined up outside to buy books.
This brings me such joy.
Someone in Montana returned a guy's stolen Harley Davidson. They returned it this month, 4 years after it was stolen. The owner says he came home one day and it was just leaning against his garage. He posted about it on Facebook and said, "I guess there are good things happening in the world today."
I love that.
The comedy group Improv Everywhere built the most socially distanced office in New York. It is a full office with a desk, filing cabinet, printer, and water cooler. And it's all floating on a wooden raft in the middle of the East River.
I was going to say, does an improv comedy group need an office?
Well, you need a few props to do your stuff, right? Just like a chair.
Right.
You know, a few things to make it look like you're in an office or whatever you're
doing.
How
do you watch the show, though? That's what I'm kind of curious.
From the banks?
Anyway, people want real Christmas trees because of the pandemic. 21% of people say they normally put up an artificial tree or no tree last year, are going to get a real one this year to make make Christmas feel like a bigger deal at the end of this tough year. Guys, I found a Charlie Brown Christmas tree in my yard. I want to bring it in. If you guys will get a thing to put it in,
I have one.
I will cut it down, and we're going to need some decorations. But I saw this. I was like, we could bring this into the studio.
Okay.
Do you want a Charlie Brown Christmas tree?
Well, it's the only Christmas tree I'd have.
So. Okay. What is a Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Does that mean it's like tiny and...
Dan, have you never seen It's Christmas, Charlie Brown? I've never seen...
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, it's a very sad Christmas tree.
He's a sad boy. They don't treat him great.
When you put it down on the ground, all the needles fall down. It has like one ball on it.
Yeah, and then it's
leans
very
over.
Limp. Yeah. It's a representation of the show, Dan.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yep. Could a flu shot help prevent coronavirus? A new study out of the Netherlands found that people who got a flu shot have a lower risk of catching coronavirus than people who didn't. Researchers right here at MIT are testing a heated face mask to see if it could kill coronavirus on contact.
I
like this idea, but it also scares me to have something heated and electric right around my face.
Well, but is it heated, like it, or is it like one of those things you can put on your face with like LED, like ultra lights just do well for your skin
just
or whatever?
Just keep your face warm in winter.
Right.
That's
be nice.
True, too.
What do we have for some good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right. So there's a guy in the UK. He wanted to cheer up his dad. His dad is a former music teacher, and he's suffering from dementia. However, playing the piano helps him. So his dad used to do this old party trick. Somebody would say, give me four notes, and I will make a song.
Okay.
So the son said to the dad, here are your four notes. And he played a song. And then the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra found out about it.
Oh.
And they decided to play along as well.
I'll give you some random notes.
All right.
See what you can do with them. F natural. A. D. B natural. Those are your four notes.
That's cool.
So the single goes on sale next week, and all the proceeds are going to charity.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yes.
I'm seriously goosebumped from it.
Was the son Jude Law? Like listening to a voice, it sounded like Jude Law.
Every guy in the UK sounds like Jude Law.
Someone who should be celebrating Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. Call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't wait. This morning at 7:15, we're going to get a new round of Kennedy's Tinder Tales.
You guys, it's a Lulu.
It is, I don't know that telling a woman that she needs to lose weight is the way I would approach dating on Tinder, but that's just me. I'm old school.
Yeah, but this has happened before, the whole weight thing. He took it to a whole new level.
Who are you swiping right on, girl?
Seriously, I need you guys to swipe for me.
All right, Tinder Tales.
Let me be your fingers.
With Kennedy coming up at 7:15. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Kim Kardashian turned 40 this month. It's been sort of a month of birthday for her. And she posted a bunch of pictures yesterday saying, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. She also said, in moments like these, I am humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. She took several people took her heartfelt caption and put it with several other pictures from earlier COVID-free times, like prehistoric people, the cast of Lost, stuff like that. It made folks pretty angry. A lot of people saying, you know, I haven't seen my family in months because I work a public-facing job and I'm terrified of the possibility of passing COVID on to my parents. I hope you had fun pretending things were normal, but spare a thought for those of us staying in the real world. And another person saying, reading this as half of my office got laid off today.
Huh. This is so weird.
What do you,
Well, what do you do? How do you stop?
You don't post it?
Really?
Go to your private island. Go do whatever you're with your family.
They can't stop. People can't stop living their lives. And it sucks.
That's silly to be mad at her.
Yeah.
To live your life, I get it. But I mean, I think it's the part where she said, I'm very privileged. I think that's what made people very
privileged.
But she is. And I'm surprised she acknowledged that, to be honest with you.
There's a lot of stuff to get mad at the Kardashians about. This is stupid. Yeah. 40's a big birthday. She took all the precautions that she's supposed to.
Right.
And if I could afford to fly my family and friends to a private island to celebrate, I probably would too.
Yep.
Like, everyone's just trying to bring her down because they're upset. Mm-hmm. And it's stupid.
Right. We need something to take our minds off of it all.
I just offended Kim Kardashian. That was weird.
Right, but is looking at Kim Kardashian on a private island taking you away from it?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a fan of Kim Kardashian, sure. You're looking at it going, man, that's kind of cool. I wish I could do that.
If you don't like it, don't follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. Good enough.
Nope.
Chrissy Teigen is speaking out about losing her son Jack in a moving essay on the platform Medium. After chronicling actually what went on, she explained that she had her mother and John capture the moments in pictures, much to his chagrin. She said, I knew I needed to know of this moment forever. The same way I needed to remember us kissing at the end of the aisle. The same way I needed to remember our tears of joy after Luna and Miles. And I absolutely knew I needed to share this story. She also addressed those who felt like she shouldn't have shared her moment. I don't know if you saw the pictures. It's her sort of on the side of a hospital bed just sobbing after she'd found out that they'd lost Jack. She said, and I quote, and I want to say this loud for the people in the back. I cannot express how little I care that you hate the photos, how little I care that it's something you wouldn't have done. I lived it. I chose to do it. And more than anything, these photos aren't for anyone, but for the people who have lived this or are curious enough to wonder what something like this is like. These photos are only for the people who need them. The thoughts of others do not matter to me.
Hmm. Yeah, that was tough to look at, and it was tough to process doing that. I don't know that I could have done that, you know, having been through... To go through something like that and then to post that photo, that had to be...
Well, like she said, she felt it was really super
Did she
important.
Say John didn't want her to post the photo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I applaud what she did. You know, people lose children and it's a difficult, difficult thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's saying it's not, but it's just...
Well, no, a ton of people said it was not.
Yeah.
A bunch of people said it was not.
Said it was...
That they shouldn't have shared it. It's none of our business or how rude or whatever the case might be. Mm-hmm. But
because everybody thinks they need to give their opinion on everything on
the internet. Yeah, the fact that, you know, like people are giving their opinion on this, go give it to Kim Kardashian. Like this is something really amazing and making people feel if they have been through this, that it's okay and they're
or
not
Or just
alone.
Mind your own damn business on all fronts.
Yeah.
Live your life.
And let's go back to Bayside High, people.
That's some good news.
Peacock has dropped the official trailer for its upcoming Saved by the Bell revival, where some fresh faces team up with the OG stars like Jesse Spano and Mario Lopez. Here's a little of the trailer.
Can we talk?
Did you just sit backwards in a chair? Wow, I've never seen anyone do that in real life.
It's not going to work unless we get to know them.
You only know how Bayside works for kids like you.
Hot kids.
Privileged kids.
Privileged kids.
Bayside is where I finally felt like I belong. This place is magic.
Damn, I love magic.
Hey, Max, actually, I ordered cheese on mine.
Take a look in your pocket.
Does this place ever stop being weird?
I don't know. I have mixed emotions when I saw the trailer, Kennedy.
Well, I hate all remakes, so I feel like...
I had mixed emotions when I saw the trailer for Cobra Kai, and I'm all in on Cobra Kai. So I know this isn't as a dramatic, you know, interpretation or continuation
of
the story.
Sort of the continuation of the story. Zach Morris is now the governor and is dealing with students transferring to Bayside High because the surrounding schools have financial problems. His son attends Bayside along with Jesse's son, and Slater is the gym teacher.
Wait, so Zach becomes governor and they make Slater
correct.
The gym teacher?
That is correct.
Wow, I object.
Really? Well, popular kid versus jock.
Slater was always the good one. Zach Morris was trash.
It looks like they're making fun of him. He's making fun of himself. Quite a big deal in it, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
He was trash and he was popular. Politician.
And can't argue with that.
That's just facts right there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Oh, by the way, if you have a really funny Tinder story, we would love to hear it. I don't know that any of your stories can be as good as Kennedy's Tinder tales.
Kennedy just wants to party and have a good time. Don't call her fat or a liar or she'll kick your behind. Send Kennedy an email or send her a text. If you want. name George. Thank you, next.
Again, producer Dan is standing by to take your Tinder Tales calls at 617-931-1234. While you call in, Kennedy is going to share what happened with her and a guy she met on Tinder.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm often on Tinder a lot. I tend to go on Tinder when I'm not feeling very good about myself or I'm feeling lonely or whatever. Mm. All the reasons that you shouldn't go on Tinder, mm-hmm. quite frankly.
Right.
So, but it gives me something to feel in power of. Like, you know, I can swipe left. That I could do. Mm-hmm. I can't fix the world, but I can swipe left.
Can I just ask you quickly what you're looking for as you're swiping through and you see, what is it that stands out to you?
Well, I mean, the way they look, I'm just going to be honest. I think everybody does that. But, you know, in their profile, their age, obviously, they need to be older than me.
Yeah. Do you have that? Is that a setting you can
put?
So you only get guys that are a little bit older than you?
Yes.
I like that.
Not even a couple years younger? Like, they're still grown men?
Yeah. They don't want that. Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, people who are clever in their little blurb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's, there's a lot of people, guys out there that, you know, just got divorced and they're like, I go rock climbing and ride my bike 800 miles every day and run 3,000 miles every day. There's a lot of that.
Right.
And I'm all set with that.
All right.
And it's not because I'm not like that. And so obviously there would be some disconnect there. You know, if you're going to go rock climbing, I'm like, I can.
Netflix.
So anywho, I swipe on this one person and so we just start like texting, talking, mm-hmm. you know, and then switch to phone. So because it's just easier than going through the app. And, you know, usually I get a lot of questions about our job because our job is very unique mm-hmm. and I get that. And so I'm happy to, you know, sit and take the 20 minutes it takes to answer all the questions right. that they have.
So you don't lie? You don't say like you work in sales or something?
It's impossible. I mean, my name is my name. Do you know what I mean? And
right.
It's like one of them is attached to my Instagram profile, I think. It, you know. So anywho, so I ask, you know, what do you do? And then he's sort of like, you know, I work for this incredible company. I do, you know, I'm like an independent contractor. Uh-huh. I make a ton of money.
Oh.
And I help people. And I was like, well, this sounds amazing. You know, good for you. Can you tell me more about it? And he starts saying things like, you know, do you ever just like, you know, when you look in the mirror, do you feel like it's your best you staring back at you?
What?
And I'm like,
okay.
I do enough therapy. I don't need this, you know?
Right.
And saying things like, you know, I just help people, you know, asking them what is their why and why they need help and why whatever. And then he sort of said to me, you know, like, do you eat out a lot? Like, how have you been eating in these COVID times? And I'm like, yes, I eat out. I get a lot of things delivered, quite frankly.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to cook, but cooking alone is boring and depressing. And so then he starts saying about how bad, you know, processed food is and how you should be more careful about what you put in your body.
Gosh.
Long story short, he works for one of these MLM companies and he's trying to pitch me. Like at first trying to pitch me as a client, but then trying to pitch me, you know a lot of people.
Right.
You could really make a ton of money doing this.
Of course.
Because, you know, you could just say it on the radio and everyone would want to do it with you.
Mm-hmm. Like you seem like you're nice, but you're a little overweight and that could be a business opportunity because you're on the radio.
Kind of like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That.
That's amazing.
You ever been pitched by one of these people?
No.
I mean, it's awful.
Yeah. No, my ex-wife was into all that stuff. I was never
I did it when I was a military wife because there was nothing else. There were no other jobs to have. I did Mary Kay.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I dated one of these.
Dude,
I'm all set.
Like, what are you doing? Let me grab Nora real quick from Boston. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning.
What is your Tinder tale about this guy from Philly?
Oh, so he reeled me in with a picture of his dog, first of all, which is my first mistake. But, so I agreed to go on this random date with this guy. This was one of my freshman year of college. And he forced me to watch Rocky, first of all. And the entire time we're watching, he's pointing out all the places that he's been to in the movie. And it was just obnoxious. And so afterwards, I was like, listen, you know, you're really nice, but, you know, I don't really think it's going to work out. And he started, like, sneaking into my dorm hall and leaving roses and notes outside of my door. And it was, like, probably the creepiest thing that I've ever experienced.
Isn't it sad that getting roses used to be good, and now really,
hey,
I don't need them coming at me
real?
From any direction.
Were there Rocky quotes on the notes?
Oh my God!
Did he call you Adrian?
That would have been amazing. No, oh my God.
No, Nora.
This is just the third round. I'm not quitting.
Cut me, Meg.
What is it with Philly guys and Rocky? He's a fictional character.
Oh, but he has a,
know,
but he has a statue
really
right out there,
down.
Dan.
Oh,
that it's a thing, wild. Dan.
Joe Louis was a real boxer from Philadelphia. Where's his statue?
All right. Thank you, Nora.
No problem. You have a good day.
You want to get in on Kennedy's multi-level marketing deal?
Yeah. The food isn't processed or whatever. It just comes in a bag that you add water to. What is that?
Processed? I have no idea. All right. Thank you, Nora.
Thanks,
Who
Nora.
Are you swiping right on?
Yeah. Look it. I don't. There aren't that many folks out there. I've made myself kind of a narrow window,
right?
Which I'm okay with because when the wide window was wide open, it wasn't that great either.
So many people are texting in now, trying to figure out which MLM it is, and we're not going to say. I don't want to get into all that.
No, because I know some people. This is great for you, and like you make a lot of money, and you're happy, and you make people
sure.
healthy, and I'm here for all of that.
It's just not a way to pick somebody up
Thank
on the
you,
Tinder.
Person. That's
we're
all
not
going to
announce it until Kennedy closes her deal as an endorser, and you'll see it in her bio on Instagram.
And then I'm sure all of you will want to swipe up.
And just to wrap this up, Kennedy from the 774. Kennedy age is just a number. I just saw a video on Facebook about a couple married 7 years, and he is 15 years younger.
Well, I've dated younger men before. Yeah. I'm good.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, yeah. I've got 18 things up here.
That's all right. Take your time. We got all day.
Till 10 o'clock, anyways.
After 5 years of dating, countless rumor, tons of tabloid reports, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are finally officially engaged.
Look at that.
They announced the news with a picture of them kissing while Gwen showed off her ring. Gwen captioned the shot, "Blake Hillis Shelton, yes, please." And Blake wrote, "Thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. I love you. I heard a yes." They officially got engaged in Oklahoma the weekend of October 17th. The marriage will be the second for Gwen and the third for Blake, so five times the charm.
Hmm.
She was previously married, of course, to Gavin Rossdale from Bush, who's the father of her three sons, and Blake was married to Miranda Lambert and another gal. All the celebrities saying congratulations. John Legend, congratulations, amazing news. Kelly Clarkson said, the best. Ellen DeGeneres said, I'm literally getting into my Zoom wedding top. This shot is bananas.
That's awesome. I'm happy for them. I'm happy. They've been together for a while.
5 years.
I think they are obviously an unusual couple from the outside looking in. That here's this punk rock chick and here's this country guy, right?
Yep.
And I think everybody thought it was just maybe a rebound relationship for Blake because he like pretty much came right out of being married and then just like it seemed like two seconds later was dating Gwen. I think everybody just thought maybe it was a rebound relationship and that's okay too. And now they're getting married.
And now they're getting married, Carson.
That is awesome. Good for them.
They've been together for 5 years.
They have.
Wow.
Love wins, man.
Flies.
Love wins.
Keith Raniere, founder of the company Nexium, has been sentenced to 120 years in prison. U.S. District Judge
What's
Nicholas
his name again?
Keith Raniere.
Keith Raniere. Yeah, that's right.
The judge, Nicholas Garofis read the sentence in Brooklyn Federal Court Tuesday after more than a dozen people gave victim impact statements at a sentencing that were really hard to listen to. The judge said in his decisions that the crime Raniere was convicted of are cruel, perverse, and extremely serious. Despite everything that has happened and despite the countless victims who have given voice to their great pain, Mr. Raniere remains unmoved. Indeed, he maintains his innocence. He did an interview a couple of days ago with NBC, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little clip of that.
I apologize for my participation in all of this pain and suffering. I've clearly participated. I've been the leader of the community.
But he went on to say, I didn't do anything and I didn't know about it.
Explain to people that might not know the story.
Yeah,
quickly.
I don't know.
Okay,
no idea.
Nexium started as sort of like kind of like this MLM thing we were just talking about.
Like a corporate thing.
It was a business. It was a way to get better at business, be a better mm-hmm. person. And I would say that if I had seen it from the outside in of just this part of it, I would have loved to have taken those classes.
There was something when I was a kid amazing. That my aunt was involved with called EST or something
so
like
this
that.
This was sort of ESTY as well.
Yeah, I remember that as a kid.
So it started there. Mm-hmm. And then it started to morph into this bigger thing where mm-hmm. they had a special group for women called DOS. And in that, the women were told they could only eat 500 calories a day. They had to email or text message their master every day to ask if they could eat something. They were branded with his initials. They said it was like the symbol of whatever, but it really
literally
was.
Branded like cattle?
They used like a pen that would
Oh, like a tattoo,
like a laser?
Or something,
no,
or? Oh.
No, like lasered into your body, like cut, yeesh, branded, mm-hmm.
And then it became very sexual
kept
too,
young women
right?
As sex slaves. There was a girl right. who was young as 15. There's a documentary on HBO called The Vow, which there's so much out there right now because all of this just mm-hmm. happened. But this is really it.
When you
so
see
well.
It, it's even spelled weird. So it's NXVIIM or something like
that. NXIVM.
Yeah. So yeah. when you see that, that is Nexium.
That's wild. What makes somebody want to join that?
Look at I.
Like not to get deep into the psychology.
I could spend like 8 hours talking about this, mm-hmm. but I think you find somewhere that you feel you belong, and
right.
you find someone who gets you, and mm. you feel like a better person because you're there.
Yep.
And then you're stuck there. I mean,
you might be vulnerable.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah. Lost. Yeah. And the people and then, who started this, Keith and this woman Nancy, like she's a former hypnotist. They were all about psychology. They mm-hmm. knew what they were doing.
Yeah. They're dynamic personalities. Like,
yes.
Even when you see the guy on television, you're like, oh, that guy's got it. Like he's got, you know, he's somebody you want to be mm-hmm. around.
Could literally listen to him talk forever. Like yeah, he really thought he had good mm-hmm. words.
So once you get in there, we're going to brand you and give you a master.
And mm. just, I could again, I could talk about it for
it's
hours.
Like it's a no for me, dog. I'm out.
And Chris Hemsworth is finding new ways of grounding himself. He launched his own series of affirmations on the health and fitness app called Center, C-E-N-T-R, which he celebrated with a few funny videos on Instagram, including one that had a cameo by one of his kids. So this one is titled The Affirmations That Positively, Absolutely, Probably, Most Likely Will Not Make Your 2020 Worse.
Affirmations that positively, absolutely, probably, most likely won't make your 2020 worse. By Chris Hemsworth. We've all had to deal with more than our fair share of chaos this year, haven't we? But this visualization will help you keep your cool. Picture a wall of solid rock. Well, that's you. Nothing can penetrate your mind. Not that buzzing. Not those kids yelling. Those are mine, aren't they? Sorry. Not even this cute furry beast. Oh, but he's so cute, isn't he? No, don't give in.
It's really unfair. I mean, he's that good looking and he has that voice.
He's got a charming personality.
I know.
Australian accent.
He's like the like five tool player.
Mm. It's
unfair to the rest of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever.
Could be okay.
No.
You
can no,
be all right.
No, just facing my reality.
Just because you can't do laundry on my abs.
Right.
And I'm kind of cantankerous.
Yep. Can't act.
Whatever.
Mm, bald.
You gonna be all right?
What?
Hmm? Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Annie is out today. There was still garbage television last night.
We cannot be deterred by such things as
no,
a sniffle.
No, we cannot. And the show must go on. And unfortunately for you, that means I'm obsessed with The Bachelorette.
Carson's obsessed.
He gets the traffic right.
Carson's obsessed.
Him Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get him started on Supermarket Joe.
Never met that guy.
Carson's obsessed.
Bachelorette edition.
Yes, because when you need somebody to report on the world of dating, you should find a guy who hasn't been on a date since Barbie Girl was a hit on the radio. Well, we've hit the Bachelorette trifecta, Kennedy. Go fights, on. Aggressive makeout sessions, and Margaret Cho? The drama between Claire and Yosef, you know, the one where if you saw the promo teases, you would have thought this was going to be epic, like Lauren Conrad versus Heidi Montag. But alas, it was more like my prom night. It fizzled. Oh, and that whole Claire and Dale are actually an item and that Tayshia Adams will take over. That happened. Yawn. But wait, did Claire say fiance at the end of the episode? Sitting down with Bachelor Yosef, who also got caught up in some drama on social media this past week.
Yeah, he did.
He told her about these red flags. Last week on The Bachelorette, some of the guys participated in a game of strip dodgeball. And last night, Yosef pulled Claire aside to tell her he is ashamed to be associated with her for it. Even though he didn't participate, he then repeatedly told her he expected more from the oldest Bachelorette ever. Needless to say, she tossed him from the show. Take a listen.
In a million years, would I be caught dead doing that?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like, if my daughter saw me doing that, if my family saw me doing that,
mm-hmm.
like, think of the thoughts they would have. Think of the example that would be setting.
That's why you were not on that date.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm seriously glad I wasn't. I was so appalled. A completely classless display.
Mm-hmm.
I expected a lot more from the oldest Bachelorette that's ever been.
Claire retorted back with famous words that she yelled at Juan Pablo, "I never thought I would have to repeat these words to another man. I would never want my children to have a father like you. Get out of here." And he hopped into his SUV and was never seen on the show again, Kennedy.
Yeah, he's garbage.
Also, having them play strip dodgeball is also garbage. But
it's really bad.
Yeah.
So this left Claire a mess and canceled the cocktail party and went straight into the handing out of the roses. So Blake, Garen, and Tyler S. followed Yosef out the door. In fact, she pretty much abdicated for the entire show. Claire then invited the men over. So that meant, let's see, Jay, Easy, Jason, Chasen, Ed, Blake, Riley, Ricky, Bobby, Ronnie, Mike, Ralph. They all sat outside while Claire and Dale made out on her bed for an hour. Again, more action than my prom night.
Back to the well on that one.
So bad. Pew, 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 pew.
The second group date brought in comedian Margaret Cho to teach the guys how to roast. But honestly, it was just mean comments about Claire and Dale after the men didn't give her what she needed. Claire did not hand out a group date rose.
Dale is everything that I'm looking for, everything that I want that I can't put words with, things you can't explain. Like, he shows up and he has it and he's that way.
Well, you know I'm here, okay?
Yeah, I can't believe it's not even the second rose ceremony yet. And I'm so falling in love with Dale.
But nobody gets rejected harder than Zach J, who gets selected for a one-on-one date. Now, normally this is a good thing because it means the Bachelorette has chosen to spend quality time with you away from the rest of the group. But when the Bachelorette has already chosen the guy, it turns out to be a kiss of death, or a non-kiss of death in Zach's case. So the two go to a spa, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Claire rubs guacamole on Zach's face before the two lounge in a pool.
Guac's extra.
At the end of the date, Claire leans in to kiss Zach, but then remembers she only wants to kiss Dale and pulls back. Zach decides to make a federal case out of this, asking for clarifications and explanations of why the kiss did not occur. And no one has ever won that "why didn't you kiss me" case, have they?
No.
Because merely arguing a case like that, the defendant proves he did not deserve to be kissed in the first place. But Zach makes things even worse. I know that's hard to believe, when he actually puts his hand on her, forcibly grabbing at her chin in a way that he might think is sexy, but in reality, it's quite alarming.
Zach just made me feel extremely uncomfortable. I go in for the kiss to Zach. He pulls away. And the second I just try to walk away, he grabs me. That kind of triggers me and kind of scared me. I didn't want to be near him in that moment. If I want to walk away because I'm uncomfortable, let me walk away. I might be a little extra sensitive about it because I have done all the work these last few years on healing my traumas, but I don't want to figure it out. I don't want to ask. I don't even want to talk about it. This is not something that needs to be discussed.
Now, on Twitter, Chris Harrison had teased that the last 9 seconds will shake you to the core.
Oh.
And say it with me.
Yes.
Much like my prom night. Okay, so we know Claire leaves Dale. We know the men get mad. We know Tasia comes on later. Luckily, we will finally get to see the fun go down next week. But we're going to have to wait until Thursday night because the series finale of The White House Apprentice is happening, also known as The Election. As for Tasia Adams, is a helpful reminder. She appeared on Colton Underwood's season of The Bachelor in 2019. She said last year that she was indeed a finalist to lead Hannah Brown's hot mess of a Bachelorette season, stating that she would have brought more maturity and a worldview to the role. She's 30 years old. She's a divorcee from California. She used to work as a phlebotomist before pivoting to an influencer lifestyle, Kennedy.
Yeah, that.
I may be more tough on the guys in the sense that I need them to stand up a little bit more. The guys would definitely have to be much older. I'll tell you that much. I require a little bit more life experience, someone who really knows who they are and still aren't trying to figure themselves out. Show up or get out. No poop emoji. Let's go. I'm trying to find a husband. Pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew. Wow, that really punctuates it.
Yeah. Speaking of your prom night and fizzling out.
Carson's obsessed. He's the traffic right. Carson's obsessed. Don't call him Monday night. He's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get him started. A supermarket Joe.
Carson's Obsessed
Bachelor Edition.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.